after the short break. At the line, Kendall Scott looking to complete a three-point play. 2:39 to go in the quarter. Cy Falls leading Fort Bend Bush. 18-6. Make that 19-6 now. A 13-point lead for the Eagles. Chavis. Gives it to Etan into the corner. Miner. Miner gives it to Bradley. Bradley working against Weaver inside. Has to go back outside. And a traveling call against Chavis on the far side. And that gives it off back to the Cy Falls. As almost ready to join us is my partner, Dedrick Wilmer.
Yeah, man, just trying to get settled down, beating this truck. Want to thank all the law enforcement officers driving all the freeways like 90 miles off of Pearland.
I thought you were at the Colt Show. It's also here at the Berry Center.
Man, Kirk Eaton over there, now the associate AD. I thought he was selling books over there. Got to talk to him for a couple minutes over there.
Here's Hawkins trying to get inside. Kent gives it to Adams. Adams back to Hawkins. He's on the left corner. Steps away, now gives it to Adams, all the way to Wynn on the right side. He Miner follows him, top of the key, now reverses his direction. Wynn, over to the left wing now, trying to spin his way in, lost control of it, and here come the Broncos, 3-on-2, and a whistle. Nope, somebody blew a whistle, but it wasn't for the referee. Inside Etan, a little hook shot, no good. There's Bradley, puts it up, no good, and Weaver with the rebound for Cy Falls.
Great execution. Right now,
here's Hawkins inside and has it knocked away by Miner. And here comes Bird. Bird floats one up off the iron too hard. And the rebound, Scott, and Scott fouled.
And it was a hard foul there.
And I'm not sure that was Etan or Bird who picked up the foul. And it was on Bird. That's the fourth team foul. For Cy Falls, Trey Wesley out with two early fouls here in the opening quarter. And he's been, Cameron Adams has done a nice job replacing him here. So,
you know, great last night games. Two teams, like I said last night, Fort Bend Bush and Cy Falls, same type of demographic, same style, and both trying to get the same mission to capture this regional final this afternoon here on a beautiful morning, overcast with rain outside right now.
And, of course, the announcements here, someone's been blowing a whistle in the stands, and that's been disrupting play. Here's Weaver back for Cy Falls. Gives it, hands it right back to Wynn. Wynn trying to work his way in. Spin move. Cy Falls.
Hey, what a move. There's what I'm talking about. The Asian sensation.
21-6 now,
yes,
Cy Falls. Bird gives it to Etan. Etan working against Hawkins. Gives it back. Here's Chavis trying to get away from shot. Can Hawkins almost with the steal. The pass intended for Etan. Etan works inside. Floats it back up. No one's there.
Tom, I'm going to tell you like this. That's what happened when you had that sensation. That's what happens. Coach Courtney going to have to get his guys regrouped, get them well. Don't worry about the scoreboard. Yes, it's a 15-point deficit right now. Don't worry about the scoreboard. Get your guys together. Defense counts right now.
45 seconds left to go as Robinson comes in to replace Etan. Here's Hawkins. Hawkins dribbles now right side. Here's Weaver. He'll try a three. Missed everything.
Well,
and a lead pass down the way for Bradley. He's alone. Puts it up and scores. And that's their first basket after almost a 10-0 run by Cy Falls.
Broncos got to stick to the game plan. Don't worry about the scoreboard.
Wynn brings it down. Coach Flores sending out the signal. They're going to work it down for the last shot. Wynn goes inside. Now back outside. Hawkins, he'll take a three from the outside. Off the iron, no good. Wynn hustles for the rebound. Tries to get it into Scott, and it's knocked out of bounds. Back to the Broncos.
Yeah, Weaver should have had opportunity. Ball right through his hands. Opportunity right to the paint.
So here come the Broncos, down 13. Stephenson will come in to replace Weaver. Weaver's done a nice job not getting into any foul issues here. And Scott only with one foul.
And, you know, Andrew Wynn coming in the game tonight said, hey, last night I came off kind of rough, but today I'm going to bring it.
Roll the ball down. Bird trying to do something. Goes outside. Chavis working. Knocks it off of Stephenson out of bounds with 2 seconds left. So Broncos will have 2 seconds in. Left on the clock. Here's a toss it in. Down 21-8. Bird gets it. Bradley, a long three over Scott. Rims in and out. And we've reached the end of one quarter here at the Berry Center. As we're down to 24 minutes to San Antonio for one of these teams. Sci-Fall leads Bush 21-8, Texas Sports Radio Network.
Get up. Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy in historic downtown Katy, Texas. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com. The next time you stay to play in Katy, Texas, plan your stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-644-4455. The City of Katy, home of Champions.
It's that time of year. Kick off this football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at BarcelonaSports.com.
Well, one quarter in the books right now, and Cy Falls leading Fort Bend Bush 21-8. I'm Tom Vanay along with Dedrick Wilmer.
Oh, man. Hey, Tom. Tom the man.
And so far,
yeah.
Cy Falls having their way.
Hey,
despite the fact.